You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
It was interesting when I started my podcast because I had a t-shirt on. And one of the things was men who win, for example. That was one of the taglines that we had for my podcast. And a lot of my friends loved it. They're like, I want to get that t-shirt. But here's what some of them would say. I don't know if I can wear that in public because I don't want to be like crucified. And that told me that I was onto something. When men are afraid to wear clothes because they're afraid of what other people might say, just because it says men who win doesn't mean that it's sexist or anything like that. That gave me it propelled me to work even harder. What propelled me even more was when my dad passed away. He passed away around 4 years ago. And when he passed suddenly, he passed from a heart attack. It was a huge blow to our family. It wasn't expected at all. And now here's this figurehead, our dad, right? And I wish I'd spent more time with him because there's so much knowledge that he had and wisdom that I just, you know, I couldn't capture. But it was like a sign for me. It was like he was saying, son, work even harder because there's guys out there that are struggling. And so that was something that accelerated our growth because I know there's a lot of guys out there. In fact, from our research, we know that 9 out of 10 guys are struggling with something in their life, and they're just not openly talking about it, whether that's their business or their relationship or themselves, or maybe they're not close to their kids. They're struggling with something. They might have all the money in the world, but they're still struggling with something. So that's our mission. And so to answer your question, yes, there was a lot of struggles, but it's well worth it.
Now, a two-part question. How do you, because I found that it's easier to get men to really grasp the need for coaching when it comes to sports, for example. You know, we understand we need an athletic trainer. We need a head coach. We need an offensive coordinator. We need a defensive, like we know we need all of these areas of coaching. But when it comes to personal mastery, it's like there's a disconnect. Have you found that as well? And how did you connect those dots and overcome that block?
For work or for myself?
For both.
Okay. So myself, I was lucky enough I'm going to answer the second part first. I was lucky enough that I grew up in a household with my grandfather was in the military. I might have spoken about that last time for 30 plus years in the Indian Army, but he was a very spiritual man. My great grandfather was a spiritual teacher for almost 6 decades in India. So I grew up with this very interesting, you can say, two ends of the spectrum because my grandfather was one of the most influential people in my life. He taught me how to be very mindful, spirituality. But he also taught me, okay, how to be tough, how to hold my principles and values, how to be a man. Where is my bond? So I was very lucky that I grew up into this. So this wasn't something new for me. This is something that I was taught when I was younger in terms of self-mastery. And I saw that in other people in my life. When it comes to other men, yes, absolutely. When we talk about personal mastery or self-mastery, it is a challenge. Every man wants to, but here's what ends up happening. They default to the business or their career. That's what it is. It's like an automatic default switch. It's not that they don't want to. It's like, okay, my business, investing money in my business is actually going to get me better returns. It's going to get me to where I want to be faster than self-mastery, when in the case, it's the complete opposite. When you focus on yourself, that's how much faster your business actually grows. But again, to answer your question, you've used an awesome analogy when it comes to sports. That's the analogy that we use because the world of sports, you have to be high performing. And in order to be high performing, you have to have the latest science, you have to have the latest research, the latest coaches and training techniques. Well, that's what we do for business professionals. I modeled that approach about 6 years ago when I was taking a look and I said, I have always wanted to do my PhD, I have my master's, my background's also in neuroscience and neuropsychology. But I had a choice at that time. I said I could do it myself, become a research analyst, or I could hire other people. And what we did was we actually created a research team to take a look at performance in the professional space. So how do we get men on side with this? We relate it to performance. We actually call it ultra performance in the business world. So we say that we're going to turn you into a business athlete, meaning you're going to have more energy, more drive, more motivation, better creativity, ability to solve problems a lot faster and easier. All of these things that come along with being an athlete in the business world. So that's how we relate it. And we use a lot of science. So guys, if you show them the science, they're like, okay, I get it, right? It's factual. It's practical, then they tend to grasp onto that. So that's the unique approach that we take.
thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.